If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. Okay, I've got to say something about this. You see, in my city, there are 7 Catholic churches, each with several Novus Ordo Masses, one on Saturday and 2 or 3 on Sunday. There is also an Anglican Ordinariate in a nearby city, the SSPX Chapel, which is in the city, and a diocesan-approved Latin Mass group that gets shuffled around to the various Novus Ordo churches every few years. It's currently being celebrated at the University Student Union here in town. Now, this is the Latin Mass group that I used to attend periodically when I was conservative Novus Ordo, and it was there that I fell in love with the Latin Mass. The only reason I stopped going is because they moved it to a town 15 miles away from the city, so I just attended the Novus Ordo until I started going to the SSPX. But since they've moved back in town, I do attend once every few months, and one of those times was this last Sunday. It had been several months since I'd been there, so I decided to go. And to my surprise, it wasn't a Latin Mass. It was a Novus Ordo Mass. I thought maybe it had been moved again, and I didn't know about it, but I looked around, and no, these are the same people. Now, throughout the Mass, the choir sang the Latin Mass songs as if it was a high Mass, with the exception of the Creed, which was said and not sung. But everything else was full-blown Novus Ordo in English, including the Creed. The priest was facing the people, and they didn't even bring out the kneeling benches. They just handed out communion in typical Novus Ordo fashion. Of course, everyone received on the tongue. To make a long story short, the priest who normally does the Latin Mass has been on vacation the last few weeks, and other priests have been filling in and just doing the Novus Ordo. The people showed up one Sunday, expecting a Latin Mass, and they've had the Novus Ordo popped on them ever since. Now they are hoping that when the regular priest comes back from vacation, the Latin Mass will return with him, and I'm sure it will. But I'm going to go back the next week or two after he's back to see if it does. Now here's the thing. In the past, from what I can remember, when the priest wasn't going to be there, or for Christmas, Easter, or other holy days of obligation, since it's a Sunday Mass only, they would be told there would be no Latin Mass on those days, and encouraged to go to the Anglican Ordinariate if they didn't want to attend the Novus Ordo. If the priest wasn't going to be there, and they couldn't find a replacement, they just wouldn't have the Mass. But not this time. Which kind of makes me wonder if something's afoot. Did the diocese decide to fill in with the Novus Ordo while the priest was away to condition these people for an eventual cancellation of the diocesan Latin Mass? Is that coming soon? These people don't need to be introduced to the Novus Ordo. They already know what it is, and if they wanted to go there, they would. But they don't want to go there. They want to go to the Latin Mass. Now look, I'm not throwing stones at anyone. Not the priest, although I think it's ironic that his homily was about how people are leaving the church as he performs a Novus Ordo in place of the Latin Mass. And I'm not throwing stones at the people, they're doing what they can. I understand that some people who want the Latin Mass are not comfortable with the SSPX, I get it. Nor am I criticizing the bishop. I think he's one of the good bishops, and just doing what he thinks is right for his flock. But there are plenty of Novus Ordo Masses at various times throughout the city. There's no reason to have a Novus Ordo Mass here. It's why they've never done this before, again, to my knowledge. I've never been a regular member with this group, but I do remember when the last priest was on vacation, they just didn't have the Latin Mass for a couple weeks. And I look at the situation in North Carolina and Jefferson City, Missouri, where they just canceled the Latin Mass, or at least tried to. And I say to myself, is there a connection here? Maybe. Leo XIV hasn't said anything about canceling the diocesan Latin Mass that I know of, but since his election, these things are happening. And this also illustrates why I chose to go to the SSPX rather than the diocesan Latin Mass in my area, because it's an afterthought, something they feel they have to do. Here, the diocesan Latin Mass is a struggle. Now, people might say that I should be willing to struggle, and maybe they're right, but when I go to a Latin Mass, I expect a Latin Mass, not the Novus Ordo Mass. I feel cheated, quite frankly, and I'm sure the others who attend regularly do too. Of course, I went along. I know the rubrics of the Novus Ordo. I can play along. I didn't storm out or anything. The Novus Ordo Mass is valid and fulfills my Sunday obligation, but I don't want to go to the Novus Ordo. I want to go to the Latin Mass, and I personally believe that no one in the church, including the Pope, has the right to take that away from me, si quo primum. And here's another problem, and I might be splitting hairs with this, but here it goes. All the Latin Mass finders show that Mass as being a Latin Mass. We have the Bass Pro Shop International headquarters here, and people come from all over for some reason to shop there. And Branson, Missouri, which I'm also not fond of, is one of the nation's top tourist places, and it's only 30 minutes away. You see where I'm going with this. It's not okay to replace the Latin Mass with the Novus Ordo like that. It's just not. Until my next video, God bless.